We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Good morning,
diarrhea!
It's time to wake up. It's 5, and we're live.
Oh, is this thing on? I don't care. I want him to hear.
This is the pregame show, your early morning shot of sports on 95.7, The Game.
Come on!
Yes, sir. Good morning, family. Stephen Langford on the pregame show, 95.7, The Game, leading you up until 6 o'clock as the morning roast will take you to start your day. 888-957-9570 is the Chilton Auto Body text line, as well as the phone number. What were your range of emotions last night? Because there was a ton going on. First off, we were just so excited in this entire day yesterday leading up to the draft, and we are all at a point where, as Warrior fans, after what happened last season with Steph being out for the year and Klay being out for the year, Steph only coming back for one game, then the pandemic hitting, and we haven't really seen any Warrior basketball since then, we've all been looking forward to it, and this was a day that we were all anticipating. What are they going to do with the number two pick? Should they go with James Wiseman? Ultimately, they did. But then the news comes down that Klay Thompson had an apparent lower leg injury, and then it was reported by Shams Charania that he had a heel injury. Now, I'm not going to go too deep into that today. I want to more focus on James Wiseman and who else the Warriors got, some of these young guys, because we need to really wait for confirmation on Klay Thompson. But I do just want to play this one piece of audio for you. This is from Adrian Wojnarowski. This is last night after the draft. Right now he's on my TV on Get Up. What a man, this dude is busy. But he gave an update last night after the draft, and this is the latest that we have on Klay Thompson. And, you know, even if you may have thought going into the draft right before or right when this news came down and you're watching it thinking, I don't even want to watch the draft anymore, here's Adrian Wojnarowski after the draft giving more of an update on Klay Thompson and giving us a little bit of hope. Just continue to listen until the end.
Klay Thompson's going to get imaging tomorrow morning in Southern California on that lower right leg. There's concern about this injury and concern about perhaps the severity of it. But they don't know yet. They don't know how severe it is. There's still some hope, you know, that they're going to get a result tomorrow or an imaging. That's not significant. But right now, he'll get that imaging in the morning. And, you know, there's still some optimism, you know, that Klay Thompson, you know, may not be able to, you know, may not miss the entire season. There is not. Nobody's quite sure about
that. And that's what's disheartening about the entire thing. It's not just the fact that, you know, he may not miss the entire season. That's the most optimism we have. But I think if you're a Warrior fan, and just if you're a basketball fan in general, one thing that was pretty consistent whenever they showed Klay on the bench, whenever he showed up to a game, it was, you could tell that he wanted to be out there. You could tell that he felt like he could help his team in a situation. He had that look in his eye uncertain games where he's thinking, you know, if I was in there, maybe I could have done something to help out this team. Maybe I could have done something to get us this win. We would have won if I was in this game. He did not look happy to be on the bench. It's not like he's smiling, laughing, doing all that stuff. He's supporting that team, but also you could tell he's dying to be on the court. And anyone in the Bay Area who knows Clay knows that, you know, basketball is his life. Basketball and Rocco. Shout out to Rocco. But the fact that he won't be able to be out there to start the season, for me, and I know, and I think we all feel this way, but we just feel terrible for the player and just who he is as a person, because we know that he works so hard and has worked so hard to get back to where he's at last year, getting those videos of, you know, Clay rocking the entire uni at practice with the headband and everything. You could tell he wanted to be out there. He wants to play. And for this to happen, it stinks for, you know, Warrior fans. It stinks for the team. But most importantly, above all else, it stinks for Clay. And I think we all feel that empathy toward him heading into the MRI this morning. And we are all wishing him the best. I think that's what we got to focus on the player as opposed to, you know, the future of this team and what's to come. We can focus on all that a little later on, but just think about the player and think about what he's going through mentally right now as he awaits the MRI. And we just all hope for the best for him. 888-957-9570 is the Chilton Auto Body text line and the phone number. But yesterday there was a little bit of a silver lining, because there was also talk about what the Warriors would do with the number two pick now that Klay Thompson's injury had come down. And clearly the Warriors, they had a plan. And if this guy was going to fall to number two in James Wiseman, and there weren't going to be any trades, by the way, not many trades, not as many trade ups in the top 10 as anyone expected. None. By all accounts. But anyway, James Wiseman fell to number two, and the Warriors did end up taking him.
With the second pick in the 2020 NBA draft, the Golden State Warriors select James Wiseman from the University of Memphis.
So they made it work. You know, the NFL draft, it's kind of funny because we were looking at the NFL draft and wondering how it was going to be virtually. You had Roger Goodell on a TV next to the living room, but Adam Silver, as opposed to it in the NBA draft, was at a podium, you know, in a big room, and it kind of looked like a regular NBA draft from that standpoint, until the camera went over to the player's living room and you realize, oh, it's not so, this isn't normal. This isn't what a normal NBA draft should look like. But I thought the NBA did a pretty good job with it, and the emotions on the players are still running high, and maybe just because they are in that situation where they're not having to go up on the stage and shake the hand of Adam Silver and take a photo with the jersey. Normally, players afterward are more emotional when they start getting interviewed, but as soon as some of these players were drafted, man, you could see just on their faces that their dreams are coming true. And I thought that was something that was pretty cool yesterday. Watching Obi Toppin get drafted to the Knicks, I thought that was pretty cool because he grew up in New York, and watching how emotional his dad was. Cole Anthony being another one drafted to the Magic, I thought the emotion that he showed, that's also something that was pretty cool to see yesterday. I mean, there was a lot to like about the NBA draft. And before I get to Wiseman, my only thing, the only situation that I'm not a fan of, I get that Woj and Shams, and I tweeted about this, but I get that Woj and Shams have a job to do, but personally, I don't like that they're giving out the picks before they even happen. I mean, it's like they do have a job. Like, if the team is trading up, or if they're in talks to trade during the draft, I get that, but to just say, oh, the Warriors are drafting Wiseman with the number two pick 5 minutes before it happens, well, I mean, if you're on Twitter and you're scrolling through it and you want to see people's reactions, you want to talk to your friends and you're getting all these updates, well, it's like, all right, well, I know what's going to happen now. It's just there's no point in even watching it on TV. I don't really get it. It happens with the NFL draft, too. Not so much with the MLB draft because no one really watches baseball's draft. But, that was just something that irked me. But the Warriors, they did draft James Wiseman with the number two pick. And I think that overall what it showed is, for me, I think that it showed that Klay Thompson is, despite the injury, I don't think he's played his last game as a Golden State Warrior. Clearly, they think that they can fill his spot at the two or at the two spot until he can make a return. And they didn't feel like they needed a long term solution, because if you were to draft, say, I mean, Anthony Edwards was taken number one overall to the Timberwolves, so you weren't going to have him. But LaMelo Ball was next up on the table. Imagine if you had, you know, LaMelo Ball coming back for a year, and then Klay Thompson's coming back, and then LaMelo Ball starts his entire rookie year, then you go and put him on the bench. How would he react to that? You know, I think they made the right move in drafting the guy that they clearly wanted to draft, the guy that they're very high on, a guy that a lot of teams are very high on in James Wiseman, and set it up for your future. And James Wiseman is going to be a big part of that, a 7-1 center who can play both ways. He needs to round out his game offensively, but defense, he can make an impact right away. And I just think Warrior fans should be looking forward to having this kid. And then they selected one guy out of Arizona named Nico Mannion.
With the 48th pick in the 2020 NBA draft, the Golden State Warriors select Nico Mannion from Siena, Italy, and the University of Arizona.
Interesting. An interesting pick, because I read about this kid maybe a year ago, right when the start of the college basketball season was happening. And I think he was projected to go pretty high toward the beginning of the season. And then I'm not really sure what happened to him toward the end to make him the 48th pick. But the thing that's interesting with him and Wiseman is that they both attended Steph Curry's basketball camp at the time. I wonder if Steph Curry had any input on that, saying, hey, we could use this guy. We can use this guy on the back end. He'd be a nice little rotational piece. I can work with him. Let me work with this dude. And Nico Mannion, a point guard out of a University of Arizona, can shoot the three. He's a terrific passer from college. It's just a question of whether he can get to the hoop or not. But I think he's just a nice second round pick. I didn't really have any issue with it. I'm not going to act like there's a ton of guys in the second round that I'm looking at that I say, oh yeah, they should have taken him over Nico Mannion, because they're all pretty much a toss-up. We never know what the second rounders, how they're going to do. So I just like that pick, but Wiseman is the choice there at number two, and I think that he brings something to this team, size, physicality. And when Joe Lacob was on First Take, and he mentioned that they like their core four, which most likely will start out as their going to be their core three for a majority of the season, depending on how Klay's MRI goes. But he talked about how he liked Steph, Draymond, Klay, and Andrew Wiggins as their core four. They just need some size and physicality. And the guy that they went with was James Wiseman. It makes sense. It brings something to the Warriors that we haven't seen in a very long time. And they didn't panic when things, I mean, when things hit the fan, I'm not going to say the actual word, when Klay went down and we got the news, they didn't panic, and they got their guy in James Wiseman, a super high character guy that I'm looking forward to in the future. You're going to hear from him coming up next. 888-957-9570 is the Chilton Auto Body text line and the phone number. What did you think of the pick at two? What did you think? James Wiseman at the second overall. Is that what you wanted? 888-957-9570. Stephen Langford in on the pregame show, 95.7 The Game.
Now back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game. Here's Stephen Langford.
Ha ha ha. It's always good going into a segment when your headphones break right at the beginning. I fixed them, though. We're good. 888-957-9570 is the Chilton Auto Body text line and the phone number. Yesterday, it was a day that we were looking forward to, a day where this is the start of the Warriors' future, and this could, the move that they make here, what they do it to, can impact what happens in the next few years down the road. And we also, I mean, we're not done yet, for one thing. We're not done yet with this Warriors roster and how it could shape up. We've still got that trade exception that they could possibly use. We also got free agency. We got a ton of stuff, so it's not like their roster is shaped out all together just yet. But the news did come down before the draft that Klay Thompson had hurt his lower leg in a workout over in Southern California. And then the news continued to come out, and Chris Haynes, Sham Sharania said it was a heel injury, and then Chris Haynes of Yahoo Sports reported that sources said the Warriors fear it is an injury to the Achilles. Now, we don't know the extent of it just yet. We're waiting for the MRI this morning, so we don't need to make any proclamation that the season is done for Klay Thompson, because Adrian Wojnarowski, after the draft, I'm going to play this sound for you one more time. This is from ESPN giving an update on Klay Thompson when the draft was over. And Woj, man, this dude, he's working hard. He's working hard. I didn't like the fact that they were tweeting out the draft picks before they came along. I know if I want to know who the player or who the team's draft, I'm gonna watch the TV and wait till that happens and see the decision. I don't need to see the reports from you, Woj or Sams. It's cool. Take a breather. But Adrian Wojnarowski was on after the draft, and he gave an update on Klay Thompson.
Klay Thompson's going to get imaging tomorrow morning in Southern California on that lower right leg. There's concern about this injury and concern about perhaps the severity of it, but they don't know yet. They don't know how severe it is. There's still some hope, that they're going to get a result tomorrow or an imaging that's not significant. But right now, he'll get that imaging in the morning, and there's still some optimism. That Klay Thompson, may not be able to. May not miss the entire season. There is not, nobody's quite sure about that.
So there's still some optimism, according to Woj, and that's what we need right now, is some optimism as Warrior fans that he can return to the team. But also, just think of the player and think about how hard Klay Thompson has worked to get back to where he's at. And now when we're leading up to the draft and then he gets hurt, just think about what that does to a player. I mean, hurting the ACL and then fear that it's hurting the with the Achilles. Just think about Klay Thompson today and hopefully he'll pull through. And there are a variety of players that have traveled down to SoCal to be there with him for his MRI. So just all thoughts are with you, Klay. Hopefully everything works out. And thinking of how much he loves basketball and how badly he wanted to be on this team and how badly he wanted to play. Imagine coming back and just try being in his shoes and just thinking about where he's at right now. It's just it's genuinely heartbreaking. It really is. And just thinking about, like, when I heard about it, I just thought all those times on the court last year when there really weren't any of the normal Warriors starters in the game, thinking of all the times that they showed Klay Thompson on the bench whenever he was at the games, and seeing how badly that he wanted to be in, seeing how bad that he seeing that hunger to get back onto the court, thinking of those videos of him in the practice gym wearing the full Warriors uni with the headband and everything. It's really tough just thinking about the player, and he's beloved. He's beloved not even just in the Bay Area. All NBA fans, players, everybody was throwing prayers up for Klay Thompson yesterday. So hope for a speedy recovery from whatever the injury is as we await the MRI this morning. All right. James Wiseman, though, was the number two pick, and this was the guy that they clearly wanted to go with. They didn't want to pivot from whatever their plan was, and James Wiseman seemed to be their plan. And when Joe Lacob was on First Take saying they wanted some size and physicality along to go with their core, you imagine that James Wiseman was the guy they were going to go with. And James Wiseman spoke during his press conference yesterday and just talked about his excitement in joining this team.
Just being that guy, just to come in there and just learn as much as possible. Like me coming in, great vets, Steph Curry, you got Klay Thompson, you got Draymond Green, Marquise Chris, Kevin Looney, you got a lot of great players in that team. So me just coming in, just trying to fit my role, just trying to stay humble and just trying to be coachable, which I am. So really like that fit and that position that I'm in, it's a great position for me, great fit for me. And I'm just ready to go in there and just play my role.
He's going to be a good defender. He's going to be able to shoot the mid range. And from the Chill Not a Body text line at 888-957-9570 from the 209, who do you compare Wiseman thus far by the eye test? Well, there's only so much that I've seen of James Wiseman, considering he only played three games in college, and there's only so many highlights that you can watch. But a guy that I'd compare him to, if I had to choose one that comes off the top, and I've heard this comparison before, and it's mostly because of the way that he can play defense, the way that he could shoot the mid-range, and his speed as a big man, I'm thinking kind of like a young Kevin Garnett, if I had to pull a comparison. And you've heard other big, I mean, you heard a young David Robinson from Seth Greenberg. You're hearing a lot of good comparisons, but one for me that he reminds me of, just seeing the mid-range shot and seeing how he can knock it down over some guys. I think James Wiseman reminds me of KG if I had to pull just a one-player comparison. But it's interesting because he has been watching film with Penny Hardaway and you know, his head coach over at Memphis, and he's been watching film of Shaq in his younger years and how to play defense in that perspective. And I think that apparently he needs to round out his offensive game a little more. That was according to Seth Greenberg and on Steiny Guru and Dibs the other day. And he says, though, that he's going to be a successful two-way player in the NBA, and his game will translate. There's only so much you could see from three games on YouTube in college, but also you're hearing that if he would have played a full season, he would have been the consensus number one pick. The Timberwolves might have had more offers for trading up. But James Wiseman continued, and he just talked about the pressure of joining this team, which really, as fans, we do have high expectations when Steph is back on the court.
There's no pressure. I've been playing this game for a long time, and I've been in winning traditions a lot, especially in Memphis East High School and college as well. So, I mean, I'm built for it, and I'm ready to learn, go in there and learn and grow my game and just adapt.
I love that. I love that. No pressure. Nah, not really feeling it. I've been on winning teams before. I know what it's like. I like that confidence. I like that confidence that he's talking about. But as we continue to discuss more and more that he's watched film of these guys, James Wiseman talked about how he's been watching the Warriors.
This year was very hard. It was a lot of adversity. But, I mean, I just managed to just focus on myself and just keep working every day, keep working on my game and just staying humble and just watching tons of film. Even on Golden State Warriors, like watching film, like watching a lot of film on teams, period, just like watching the concepts, like, you know, just being in college, having a coach like Penny Hardaway and Mike Miller, like I was already in the NBA system. So like I know a lot of details and concepts within the game, but just like this year has been hard, but I just managed to just focus on myself and just keep working every day and staying humble.
Watching film. I mean, if he finds a way to work with Steve Kerr, I think that working with Kerr and Curry and then guys like Draymond, too, hopefully they bring in another veteran presence that not only can impact him on the court but off the court, developing this guy. This is going to be one of the more important things coming up this year, is not only how are they going to fill the void with Klay at the two spot, but how are they going to help develop Wiseman? That is going to be a big task for the Warriors this upcoming year, but he already seems pretty damn mature from everything that we've been hearing, everything that what Mark Spears said, talking about how he's such an impressive interview. Chris Mannix, who wrote a story on him, he joined the Morning Roast yesterday. He talked about how mature he is beyond his years. I think that this guy is going to be a great fit, and I really am just glad they took him with that number two selection and didn't try to go in another direction. because they need a big man going forward. And big men like this, ones who can defend, who can run up and down the court, who are quick but can also shoot, they're tough to find. And you don't need a big man that's always going to shoot the three. I know it's kind of the way of the – I know it's kind of the way of basketball now, but let's just take a look at – you know, let's just take a look at, let's say, the Bucks. Right? They're two big guys, Giannis Antetokounmpo and Brooks Lopez. Brooks Lopez, not there anymore. But those guys would constantly shoot the three and just heave it up when they could just dominate guys in the post. And James Wiseman is going to be able to be one of those guys once he's able to round out his offensive game and get more experience in the NBA. I just really like the upside of this pick. And, you know, if you would have gone with a LaMelo Ball, which seemed to be the consensus thought, if since Klay Thompson was down, what are you going to do in the future? But what that showed me also is that the Warriors have optimism that Klay will be back, because if they drafted a two guard like LaMelo, then that's telling me, okay, you expect this to be the future of your team, then Klay's just gone. I think that the fact that they drafted a center at number two shows me that they expect Klay to be the starter even when he comes back. That's what that showed me. 888-957-9570 is the Chilton Auto Body text line and the phone number if you want to weigh in. Coming up next, you're going to hear from Penny Hardaway, who was on with Damon Ratto and Kolsky yesterday. I wanted to play the entire interview for you because who would know James Wiseman, your new Golden State Warrior, better than his former head coach, a guy who's been working with him, who really put his coaching job on the line during the with the whole eligibility situation and everything that went on with the NCAA. Penny Hardaway, who fought for this kid, you're going to hear from him next. He was on Damon Ratto and Kolsky, and we'll continue to discuss this pick. 888-957-9570. Stephen Langford in on the pregame show, 95.7 The Game.
Now back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game. Here's Stephen Langford.
You're going to hear from Penny Hardaway, head coach over at Memphis, in just a second. 888-957-9570 from the 650. Wiseman is young and has the skills to become a great player. He's fast, stretching the court with his length, and plays some great defense slash shot blocking. Plus, he could shoot. He's landing in the perfect team to help him succeed and put his game with the way that the Warriors play. From the 209, if he can be a light Bosch, I'll take it. From the 408, stop lying. You wanted Wendell Carter. So if you listened to me yesterday, I mentioned, and every time I tried prefacing with this, you got to preface it in radio every single time because you get people who hear the larger point and don't hear anything before it. Shout out to you, though, for listening, 408. Love you. But I did discuss that as a possibility, but that was only if Wiseman was gone at number one. If they went at number two and he was there, you take Wiseman every single day. Every single day. I was surprised at where Denny Avdija. I've been calling him Avdija this entire time because I thought that's how it was pronounced. But now I just found out yesterday it's Avdija. I thought Denny Avdija fell pretty low on the board there. Now he's with Washington. They're going to have a hell of a defensive team with him there. Tyrese Haliburton going to the Kings. Really like that one, too. But I am very, very happy with this pick at James Wiseman at number two. It's just that news that came down about Klay Thompson as we await the MRI this morning that kind of made the day a little gloomy, as I was really looking forward to this draft. But James Wiseman, he was coached by Penny Hardaway, and Penny Hardaway has been working with this kid since high school, watching film with him and all that sort of stuff. And Penny Hardaway was on Damon Ratto and Kolsky, and I wanted to play the entire interview for you. It's about 7 minutes long, and he can tell you better than anybody the kind of player that this guy is going to be. And I wonder, as a player, who Penny Hardaway played with when the guy was a rookie. I wonder who. Oh, yeah, his name was Shaq. So, Penny Hardaway, Damon Radwinkulski yesterday. This interview is about 7 minutes. Wanted to play the entire thing. Here he is talking about James Wiseman. And this is before, this was before the Warriors made the pick. So just go along with it and just understand that we know that the Warriors selected Wiseman with the number two.
With James Wiseman, and I think the consensus of this show is we would love to see the Warriors walk away with him, the number two overall pick in the draft. What can you tell us about this fascinating young man?
Well, first of all, he is a fascinating young man. He's a very humble kid that works very hard. He's coachable. He'll do whatever the coaches ask of him, the veterans ask of him. And to me, it would be a blessing for him to come to the Golden State Warriors because of everything that they have to offer. You know, not only championship prowess, but the culture, Coach Kerr, and how Draymond would, like, take him under his wing. Defensively, he's something that they need for sure because he's a rim protector. He's the guy that's going to protect that paint. And then offensively, he's going to be one of the fastest bigs, if not the fastest big, in the NBA from end to end, getting up and down their floor. And he knows how to play that game that they're going to play, with moving without the ball, playing two-man game, and doing what they need him to do.
What don't you know about him? Because usually guys have to put in more than 69 minutes of college basketball to get drafted this high. So in your time with him, what are the things you knew about him, and what are the things that you didn't get a chance to know about him?
Well, I always knew he was driven, for sure. He definitely, from day one, when I first met him, he said he wanted to be the best big man to ever play the game. He wanted to be in the NBA and be the best big man to ever play the game. And I definitely knew that he was a driven kid. What I didn't know about him is that he's more he loves the artsy side of things, kind of a he would love the San Francisco area. He would definitely love that. He knows the game. He knows the history of the game really well. That shocked me because I didn't know that he knew that. He knows a lot about the history and who the guys that he wants to emulate as far as numbers and how well they did in the league, how many all-stars, how many this, how many that. He's a big kid, quiet, but he understands where he's going for sure.
Obviously, for the Warriors, one of the big concerns is what can whoever they end up with do for them now as they try to win a title. And defense at the center position is something they definitely need. So can you tell us about James's defensive instincts and what you think he could provide the Warriors sort of right away?
Yeah, for sure. That's something that when I first met him that I knew that he was going to need for the next level because everybody needs that athleticism but also needs a guy that has that ability to go protect the rim. And he's a guy that's going to do that for them. You know, in the league where it's so hard to guard guys one-on-one, you can't really trap everybody, and you're going to get guys in and out of that paint an entire game. He's going to adjust shots. He's going to block shots. He's going to alter shots. He's going to do so much, and he can do that for them right away.
Penny, on a personal note, as a proud Orlando native who had the little Penny poster on my wall growing up, it's awesome to talk to you. But as far as James Wiseman goes in the future, I listened to the press conference the other day, and he repeatedly said he'd be happy no matter where he landed to achieve his dream in the NBA. You know him better than anybody. Do you think the Warriors are the team that he would love to play for most?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, when he was in high school, that's when the Warriors were winning all the championships. So he and I were together watching those championships and watching the way that they played the game, how fast they play, how smart they are, how they bought into playing together, the culture that they have. He would definitely love to be a part of that.
Penny Hardaway, he is the head coach of the Memphis Tigers, of course. He knows James Wiseman very, very well, who might be the number two pick in the draft. Heck, he could be the number one pick in the draft to Minnesota, for goodness sakes. I mean, he could really go anywhere. This is an amazing day where we have so many questions about what is about to happen. We know it's a busy day for you too, Coach, so we won't keep you much longer than this. What is James Wiseman's unicorn potential? Obviously, he's tall enough to be a center, but when you were playing a seven-footer, he shot a three, he got yelled at. Now it's being asked of that position to almost be able to handle the ball, put it on the floor, pick it up with a jumper, with a three. Can all of that be developed out of him? How much of it does he have now?
He has a lot of it now. The ball handling I worked with him on for the last 4 years, so he's definitely tight in those areas. He's taken his jump shot from being a mid-range shooter out to NBA range over the last 10 months. So He's a hard worker. He's not going to be able to – I mean, he's going to be able to take his game to whatever level he needs to take it to, whether he has to shoot threes, whether he has to screen and roll, screen and pop, make plays for other guys, start the fast break with the basketball. I'm very confident that he can do all of that.
Penny, how do you think – you know Draymond and Steph and Clay. How do you think James would fit into that group and that culture specifically with those guys?
Yeah, the amount of respect that he has for those guys is enormous. So he would walk right in and just be a listener and a learner. He's not a kid that's going to buck the system. Whatever they need from him, he's going to trust them and he's going to do it. He's not coming in saying, hey, I need mine. Give me the ball. He's going to fit in and understand that it's about championships and it's about we more than it is about I. Obviously, when rookies come in, they want to do well. They want to be rookie of the year. And I think if he just wins and does what he needs to do, he'll put the numbers up in that system because he's a fantastic offensive rebounder as well. So I think he'll rebound the ball and he'll score it effortlessly because he doesn't have to really try to score. You throw it anywhere around the rim, he's going to go get it because of his athleticism and how he offensively rebounds the ball. And now that he's really worked on his jump shot, much better free throw shooter and 3-point shooter. So I'm confident with that group, he's going to have the utmost respect and do whatever they need him to do.
Everyone is asking you today about one of your players. I want to be maybe the only person to ask you today about you. Like, how are you doing, Coach? How crazy was a year this for you and your team and your program and the sport in general? It's got to be the hardest time in the world to be a college basketball coach developing young men out on the recruiting trail. This, nobody signed up for this.
Yeah, no, it hit the country by storm, and we're all in the same boat. We're all in this together, meaning like all of us coaches, everybody that's in, you know, the United States that has to go through this. And like you say, to be the head coach of a college basketball team, where you have to take care of 15 young men and make sure that they're doing the right thing, that they're staying safe, along with, you know, me and my family doing the same thing and seeing cases every day on how this works, man. It's just been an amazing time just even going through it. But we're getting through it together. We're trying to stay safe. We're wearing our masks. We're washing our hands. We're using the sanitizer. We're doing everything we're supposed to do. And we're staying in our bubble. You know, that's the main thing. We're not really venturing outside of our bubble that we have at our practice facility. But it has been wild, but we've been witnessing it around the country for sure.
Penny, thank you so much for joining us today. We truly appreciate your time. Good luck to you going forward, and good luck to your guy, James Wiseman. We hope today is a great day for him. We hope he becomes our neighbor by the end of this day.
Yeah, thank you so much, and I hope so too. I would love to see that.
So one thing that he mentioned – it's never good just to end an interview with a so, but anyway, after Penny Hardaway was on, thinking about that, James Wiseman was drafted with the number 2 pick. He said that he would love to be taken by the Warriors. And one thing that he would mention with every answer was just how hard this kid works. And from the Chilton Auto Body text line, 888-957-9570, we're going to go full circle on this. We're going to go full circle. From the 707, James Wiseman is a better shooting Hassan Whiteside. Now, before, you know, you disparage that and say, better shooting Hassan Whiteside, what? Here's the difference, right? Well, Hassan Whiteside, we know he's a great rim protector and a great rebounder. Now, Hassan Whiteside, the difference here is, by all accounts, James Wiseman is going to be one of the hardest workers. He's going to be listening to everything that Kerr and Curry have to say, and we are going to play some more sound from James Wiseman talking about working with those guys. However, I do want to mention that with Hassan Whiteside, the one knock on him has been he's had all the talent in the world. He has. It's just him willing to put in the work. And there was a story that Shane Battier told back when he was with the Heat and they just won a championship. He was at practice. As they're all doing sprints, he's sitting down. He's sitting down, not doing anything, kind of taking a break. And Battier, you know, had to push him a little bit and he get your ass up. Get your ass up, man. You got to, hey, work for it, you know? And Shane Battier mentioned that and kind of was a knock on Hassan Whiteside and for the way that he worked. So if Wiseman can be a better shooting Hassan Whiteside, you put the hard work on top of it, and then he's also the rim protector and the rebounder that he is, and he's not just going for the stats because sometimes you know that Hassan Whiteside was going for that. I'm down for that. I'm really done. If that comes true from the 707, I'm up for that. From the 925, the night quickly became deflated with the Klay Thompson news. Very excited with the Wiseman pick, even if he hasn't, even if he isn't all that. I'm glad they took a chance. Rather than flipping the pick for a boring vet. Marcus Smart would look a lot better if Klay is seriously hurt. Hopefully the Warriors not drafting Ball means they're not too concerned. Hashtag pray for Klay. That's BR Cracker. Something about LaMelo, too. And you know what? This might be a baseless take because this is just how it was for me. I don't know how it was for you. And if please correct me if I'm wrong here on the Chilton Autobody text line or give me a call at 888-957-9570. The phone lines are going to be open all day today if you want to share your thoughts with the Morning Roast, Steiny Guru and Dibs, Damon Ratto and Kolsky, and of course that was Nick Friedel's voice, NBA reporter for ESPN, who was on the program instead of Matt Kolsky, in case you were wondering. But did anyone else take this the wrong way? But when I heard the Klay Thompson news, and I don't know if this video was put out after the Klay Thompson news went down, but I saw the video of LaMelo, you know, being asked on the live stream as he was live streaming on Instagram or whatever it was. Someone correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know if this happened after the Klay Thompson news because that's how I took it. If it happened before, please correct me. But when he held up the two and someone asked where he's going, did that happen after the Klay news? Because for me, that just rubbed me the wrong way. It's just, you know, ultimately, when you're asked where you want to go, you want to go number one overall, right? That was what LaMelo and Anthony Edwards have been preaching, is that they want to go number one overall. They don't even care if it's in Minnesota. But when Ball was holding up the two and I saw that after the Klay news, I don't know if that live stream was before or after the injury was reported. But if it was, as I thought, reported after, it kind of rubbed me the wrong way. It did. It's just like, oh, yeah, that's what you're thinking. As soon as the guy gets hurt, oh, I want to replace him at shooting guard. Bring me to the Warriors. I'm going to start there. I mean, I don't know. It just rubbed me the wrong way. That was just my thought, though. That was just a thought. That's just something I wrote down. From the 925, you are leaving Mannion hanging. Dude is a baller.
With the 48th pick in the 2020 NBA draft, the Golden State Warriors select Nico Mannion from Siena, Italy, and the University of Arizona.
You know, if Mannion gets any playing time, I'm going to call him Sean Mannion at least six different times by accident. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. But his dad was drafted by the Warriors. It's pretty cool that he is. He was part of Steph Curry's camp. And I watched him play against Oregon last year, and I don't really know why he fell off. I read about him. I read about him being a top 10 pick, and he's the next good point guard. He's kind of reminiscent of Steve Nash is what I read. So I watched him play against Oregon. He could shoot the three. He could pass the rock. It's just a question of what happened for the rest of the season that made him drop so damn far. Is it because he might not be able to match the physicality with some of these NBA players? You're going up against some tough point guards in the league, in the Western Conference. So that'll be interesting. From the 925, went to high school with Sean Mannion, Foothill High. All right, shout out to Sean Mannion. That's the most mention that Sean Mannion's getting on any radio program in the country. I guarantee that. No one talks about Sean Mannion the way that we do here on 95.7 The Game on the pregame show. Continue to roll him in, though. 888-957-9570. James Wiseman yesterday, though, was the number two overall pick. And we'll get to some sound from him, but we are getting some questions here. This is Gino from Vacaville. Any Achilles news on Klay? So it was feared that it is a hurt Achilles. Nothing certain yet. It didn't say torn. It didn't say ruptured. Nothing like that. But he's going to have an MRI this morning. And Adrian Wojnarowski on last night after the draft gave us an update on Klay Thompson and said there's a little bit of optimism.
Klay Thompson's going to get imaging tomorrow morning in Southern California on that lower right leg. There's concern about this injury and concern about perhaps the severity of it, but they don't know yet. They don't know how severe it is. There's still some hope, you know, that they're going to get a result tomorrow or an imaging that's not significant. But right now, he'll get that imaging in the morning, and you know, there's still some optimism, you know, that Klay Thompson, you know, may not be able to, you know, may not miss the entire season. There is not, nobody's quite sure about
that. And that's something that's good to hear, but also just the fact that those words are used, the optimism that he may not miss the entire the entirety of the season, that means that that he'll probably miss a majority of it from what we're hearing. And, you know, Mark Spears on Twitter last night saying that when he texted a source who knows about it, they just said not good. Like the reports that were coming out surrounding Klay Thompson's injury just were very disheartening. And hearing that, there is the optimism that he'll return, and we'd love to see Klay back on the court, but just the fact that he won't be able to play a full season, it does stink for us Warrior fans who want to see him play at Shea Center. Not only that, but most importantly, at the very top, it stinks for him. It stinks for the player. It stinks for the guy who we watched pan the camera over on the sideline to all of last season with that hunger that he wanted to be on the court. The man did not enjoy being on the bench, you know, and I'm not going to say in street clothes, because saying that anyone is in street clothes on the bench, that's just not right. He was in a nice suit looking dapper. Klay Thompson always looking dapper. But the fact that he won't be able to play at least the entire year after missing out on an entire year and doing what he did in the finals with that ACL, I mean, I just feel terrible for him and the type of guy that he is. He's never done anything wrong, never rubbed anybody the wrong way, has always been just for the team, has never complained. It just stinks for a player like this who is just so liked, so well-liked, and so lovable. And the fact that he can't get out on the court when you know that's what he wants to do, you know how much he loves basketball, that's his thing. And I've mentioned it, I think, like three different times on this show so far in the hour. But I go back to that video every time of him on the practice court wearing the full jersey with the headband. And that's just such a Klay thing to do, to practice with the entire Warriors uniform when no one else is out there and you're the only one on the court jacking up shots. I just feel terrible for the player, and I think that's I think that's what we should focus on. And we could turn toward the future of the Warriors a little later on when the season starts. We'll get into the swing of that, but just think about Klay Thompson today, man. It's just awful thinking about you know, an athlete like that getting hurt in the way that he did when he's worked so hard to come back. But James Wiseman, he had a press conference yesterday after he was drafted to the Warriors, and he talked about being ready to play with guys like Steve Kerr and Steph Curry.
This draft process has been the longest for me. So I've been working on my game, and I've just been actually playing pickup games with pros, but really just been, man, just focusing on myself, and I'm just truly ready to play with these great guys. Man, you got Steve Kerr as the head coach. You got Steph Curry, Klay Thompson. You got a lot of great players in that team, so I can't wait to go in there and just play my role and just grow as a player.
And that's what you want to hear. That's something that you want to hear from Wiseman. And he continued, and he just talked about the benefit of joining a veteran team. Having a guy like Steph and Draymond, a guy who he's worked with before, both him and Nico Mannion over at Steph Curry's basketball camp, they've been there before. I wouldn't be surprised if Steph had any sort of input when it came to drafting Nico Mannion late. But James Wiseman, he talked about working with the veterans of this team and just the benefit of joining them.
I mean, it's great in terms of my concept because I could be able to learn, be able to grow my game, being able to adapt in that type of environment, which I can. And just going in there and just learning, just helping grow my game. I mean, why I bust out in tears was because I've been through a lot, especially last year. Like, I text my teammates every day in Memphis, but, like, I wanted that moment with my teammates and then just seeing all that just becoming, like, a downfall. I mean, like, man, I would just have to bust out in tears because I've been through a lot of adversity in my life. But I'm ready to go into Golden State with a great mindset, with a different mindset, ready to go in there and just learn as much as possible, grow my game and just adapt and just work my tail off.
Mm-hmm. He's humble, the humility that Wiseman showed with every one of these clips. I mean, listen to him talking about, you know, the prospect of winning, you know, Rookie of the Year.
I focus on success. I mean, Rookie of the Year is something that I do, one on my list, obviously. But, man, I mean, I just want to go in there and just be the best player I can be. Just going there and learn as much as possible, grow as a player, and just learn under the vets and just play my role, and everything will come after that.
And then he talked about being compared to NBA Hall of Famers.
Great comparisons because those are great players, potential Hall of Famers. We're Hall of Famers, I mean, as you can say that. So, I mean, it's a high praise, but, I mean, I just want to create my own thing, be my own player. I'm James Wiseman. I'm myself. I'm authentic. So I'm just going there again, grow and adapt and just stay humble and just work my tail off every day.
Now, here is my favorite one from him. And he was talked about, or he was asked about the pressure joining a Warriors team, you know, with the amount of championships that they've had in the past half decade and him being the number two pick. He was talked about the pressure of joining a team with championship pedigree.
There's no pressure. I've been playing this game for a long time, and I've been in winning traditions a lot, especially in Memphis East High School and college as well. So, I mean, I'm built for it, and I'm ready to learn, go in there and learn and grow my game and just adapt.
I love that. I love that one. No pressure. No pressure. I'm just going to go in there and do me. 888-957-9570, Chilton Auto Body text line and the phone number. The Morning Roast will be taking your calls and texts all day today from 6 to 10. And I promise tomorrow we will have mic'd up. We'll turn it into mic'd up Fridays. And this is a preview.
You know, the Muffin Man.
Double TV on Philly.
And that's a
Dreamline. The Muffin Man.
The Muffin Man.
That was Myles Garrett. The Morning Roast coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.